Hey, our man of the hour, Larry Weber, if it's Friday. That cheerful voice on the phone is the author, naturalist, educator, and all-around good guy who joins us every Friday with Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And I'm hoping you're appreciating living where we do at this time. There's a lot of people on the eastern part of this country who are dealing with abnormality that they have not had much this winter. If you took a look at the news, you notice that some cities are not only closing the institutions, they are closing the entire city. And in some cases, they may be closing the entire state because of the snowstorm coming through. If you read the rest of the information, though, that is quite different from the rest of the winter. It's been a pretty mild winter for them, but Mother Nature decided to throw in a little batch of something else. We are not going to be getting that. Matter of fact, if you listen to our forecast, it's a rather benign forecast. We don't have any big snows in the forecast. We also don't have any severe cold in the forecast. And there's not a negative number that's being forecasted for the next week. As of yesterday, I think we are stepping out of the negative numbers for a while, perhaps even for the rest of the month. The average temperature for the last 2 weeks has been about zero. Now, what that has done is that has pulled down the average for the entire month to be below normal. And we have not had a below normal temperature in a month for quite a while. And though I wish it would stay there, I'm not so sure it will. It looks like it's going to get back above normal again. We're about a 1 degree below normal. Other things of note, the snowfall that we have, I think, is just wonderful. It's very pleasant. It's somewhere around here, somewhere around 8 inches of snow on the ground. It's a nice powder. The cross-country skiing has been wonderful. So I have no complaints about that at all. But we are considerably below normal for the month. January is the month where we get almost 20 inches of snow. As of now, we've gotten only 8 inches of snow. The snows that we did get were small amounts, so we never had anything large. For the whole season, at this point, we should have close to 50 inches of snow, and we've got not even 40 inches of snow. So once again, behind normal, but nothing really really outstanding. Other things of note, you may have noticed a very bright moon out there. Yeah, we are at the full moon phase. It'll be happening exactly this weekend, but it's very bright, absolutely beautiful walk this morning, seeing the full moon in the west. And as we go through the next couple of nights, if we have some clear skies or even if we have just partial openings in the clouds, the moon is very bright. And with the new snow cover that we have, it makes for just an outstanding walk in the nights, and I highly recommend doing it. It's not so terribly cold. We are also undergoing a couple of other interesting markers. As of the 16th of January, we reached 9 hours of daylight for the first time since Thanksgiving. All the time in December, we were less than that. And then this weekend, we will reach a sunset by 5 p.m. Once again, we haven't been there for quite a while, for the first time since about Halloween. And so the sunsets keep getting later, sunrises keep getting earlier. Yeah, the days keep getting longer. And this brings about some other changes. This is the time, late January, is the time when the black bears have their babies. And it always seems like kind of a strange thing, but that's the way Mother Nature operates. And within the den and within a mother who's as large as she is, the babies are able to survive. And even though they don't hibernate, they stay awake. She tends to sleep after giving birth, and not until spring do they get out. But that goes on at this time. Now, we're not going to see that too likely, but there are some other things that we can see. One of them I have noticed is the coyote tracks. I think you'd find the same with foxes and maybe even wolves, but I've noticed it most with coyotes, is that they have the yellow snow scent markings. And that is always a sign that they're marking their territory. And why would they do that? They would do that because they're trying to handle the situation of mating and keeping the other males off their territory. And so I've noticed that. I've also noticed how the squirrel behavior around the bird feeder, you know, all winter, all they seem to do is be interested in eating. But as we get into later in the season, and we are about in the midwinter right now, they start to take on what I call pre-mating behavior. Well, they'll start chasing each other around and so forth. And it's not for a hierarchy for food as much as it is for other things. I call it pre-mating. They're certainly not ready for mating yet. Still plenty of activity. The deer have been very active. The squirrels, I think it's interesting. Not only are they active that way, but they're also active in digging into their caches from last fall. You know, if you ever watch squirrels in the wintertime, it looks like they don't do anything except eat the food from the bird feeder. But back in the woods, they are digging into the caches. The white-footed mice, deer mice, are another one that's been very interesting to watch. Mice are of two types here. We have the one real short tails called voles, and they pretty much stay under the snow. And then we have the white-footed mice, or deer mice, and they have a longer tail, and they hop over the snow. And they are the only critter we have around here that when they hop, they leave tail marks. Squirrels do not, but these critters do. And so it's I've been seeing those active almost every day. This is also still a good time to watch the bird feeder. I've been getting, what I call the five regulars, chickadee, nuthatch, downy hairy woodpecker, and redpolls. Redpoll flock somewhere around 80. But occasionally I get a few others stop by. I had a lone blue jay that's been handling the winter here, and a couple of red-belly woodpeckers, and occasionally goldfinches come in and mix with it. But the temperatures have not been too cold lately, and I find that means fewer visitors to the bird feeders. Also of note, I was out walking the other morning. This is interesting, about 25 below zero. And you think everything is all tucked away pretty much into to stay warm. But there in the top of one of the trees was a rough grouse feeding on buds, perhaps the best time of day for that critter to feed. And then shortly later, as the sun was rising, a couple of ravens went across. Hardy birds, they are just absolutely amazing. This is also the beginning of the time when the winter owls start showing up, namely the great gray owls. There have been a few showing up in the Sac-Zim area, but so far not too many. And then one day this week, I was driving through town, and I stopped at a stop sign, and I just glanced over to the side, and there in a crabapple tree was a flock of birds. I took a closer look at them, and they were composed of two species, one of them being the starlings that spend all winter with us, and the other one being pine grosbeaks, and I thought that was really interesting. Pine grosbeaks are really interesting finches. They're almost as big as a robin. The males are very colorful, kind of reddish. The females more of a drabbish color. But there they were feeding on the crab apples, and the day I saw them was quite a chilly day, and I thought, my gosh, those crab apples are probably frozen solid. Yet they're able to get the nutrition they want from it, and they hang around. They usually start moving on already in February, but right now they're still hanging around. So, you know, I think, Lisa, this is going to be a really good time, a really good weekend to get out and enjoy it. You know, some places around the country have Winterfest and so forth in January, late January, so I think we should do the same thing. Get out and enjoy it. There's a lot out there to see. So, okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, every single Friday, right here on Northland Morning.